Greek police found Maria, thought to be 5 or 6 years old, in a raid on a Roma camp 2 weeks ago. DNA tests revealed the couple caring for her were not her real parents. Eleftheria Dimopoulou and Christos Sali were charged with child abduction, but they insist Maria was given to them. Maria's real mother has now been found in Bulgaria, and she says she did give the child away in 2009 because she could not care for her. Police are investigating whether she sold the child for money. The lawyer for the Roma couple condemned the actions of the authorities.
Everyone who is involved in this very serious issue must think about the fact that Maria grew up with these people and that there's only a relationship of love between them.
There was speculation in the European media that Maria may have been stolen. Riccardo Nuri of Amnesty International in Italy condemns the press coverage.
It's a very stereotyped way of depicting Roma communities in all Europe, in Italy, especially here or in Greece, as people who steal babies, people who don't want to educate their children.
The Roma community in Farsala, where Maria was found, says it feels targeted by many sections of society. Charalambos Dimitriou is the community's leader.
The entire community, all of Farsala, has cried for Maria because she was always here around us. She was not locked in some basement, as some media were saying.
In the days following the case in Greece, authorities in Ireland mistakenly removed 2 girls from Roma communities there over concerns they may have been abducted. In France earlier this month, 15-year-old Leonardo Dibrani was pulled off a school bus by police in front of other students to be deported back to Kosovo. The action triggered violent protests. French authorities insist Dibrani's family had exhausted the asylum process. Roma support groups accuse European governments of trying to appease the far right.
Europe's Roma population is estimated at between 8 and 10 million people. Human rights groups say they face discrimination in every walk of life.
Again, Riccardo Nuri of Amnesty International Italy.
They are a victim of violent attacks from private groups. They are a victim of human rights violations by law. In France or in Italy or in other parts of Europe, they suffer from forced evictions based on the assumption that they are nomads.
In Greece, meanwhile, the lawyer for the detained Roma couple is appealing for their release and for Maria to be returned to their care. Greek authorities insist they have always acted in Maria's best interest. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Rome.